Six American lawmakers, led by the U.S. Commerce Secretary, came to Colombia this month on a trip designed to generate support for a now-stalled trade agreement. Among those who needed convincing was Jim McDermott, a Democrat from Washington.
I had some inkling of what was going on here before I got here, but I always think it's good to see for yourself.
And look, they did, in a whirlwind two-day tour. First up was a trip to Nueva Bella Vista, an isolated, impoverished river hamlet deep in Colombia's thick northeast jungle. To get there involved flying on a Russian-made military helicopter across a sea of green rainforest, then climbing into a heavily armed military riverboat, escorted by patrol boats bristling with machine guns. The region, after all, is still home to Marxist rebels and drug traffickers. Then a walk on a muddy trail into town. President Alvaro Uribe accompanied the lawmakers. Wearing a blue tropical guayabera shirt and a straw hat, he spoke to residents and kissed tots. Everything was carefully planned, down to a group of children in green and white school uniforms greeting the president in unison. Uribe showed off a school and cinder block homes the government built for people who moved to the town after their village was destroyed in a battle between rebels and paramilitary fighters. The idea was to show how Uribe, seen as a friend of landowners and big business, also cares about the most vulnerable.
We never abandon this piece of land.
Elliot Engel, a New York Democrat who's apprehensive about trade pacts, liked what he saw, particularly Uribe's question and answer session with residents.
I think in a way it's very refreshing. I don't know how many heads of state would do something like that.
Uribe, a conservative, is revered in the Bush administration for aggressively fighting guerrillas and adhering to American-prescribed market reforms. Colombia also is a loyal soldier in the war on drugs, one backed by $5 billion in U.S. funds. But Democrats in Washington are concerned that 400 union members have been slain in Uribe's 5 years in office, with only a handful of the cases solved. And they're troubled about ties between paramilitary death squads and 40 Colombian lawmakers, almost all of them allies of the president. Cynthia Arnson directs the Latin America program at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. She says Colombian and American officials cannot treat the concerns as a PR problem.
I think there are many on Capitol Hill who feel that things have to fundamentally change or get better in Colombia before people will be willing to vote for a free trade agreement.
But on this trip, there was little talk of Colombia's unpleasantries. After Nueva Bella Vista, the congressmen were taken to Medellin. Once called the most dangerous city in the world, Medellin's homicide rate is now lower than Washington's. The congressmen took a ride in cable cars that carry people high into a poor barrio, enjoying commentary by the commercial counselor at the U.S. Embassy, Margaret Hanson Muse.
What we're seeing here is, I would say, nothing short of a revolution. 3 years ago, the police could not walk into this neighborhood. But if you look below you, you now see a very, very clean street. The citizens are out on the street taking in some sun.
At the top, they could see a ring of green mountains and way below, winding streets and cinder block homes built helter-skelter. Mayor Sergio Fajardo then provided a tour. He's an American-trained mathematician who's won international attention for having turned things around. As the congressman strolled through a barrio once ravaged by crime, Fajardo told him how important trade is to Medellin.
We are friends. We need you to help us solve the problem, not make it any bigger for us.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez says the pact would create jobs in the United States and help the economy of Washington's closest ally in the region.
It would be a very big mistake to turn our backs on a country that has been one of our best friends for a long, long time.
Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Medellin, Colombia.